Right, so hello everybody. This is another Matrix talk that we're doing for this FOSTEM 2021. And we're doing a talk on Gitter and basically how we've added Gitter into the Matrix ecosystem. With me today, I've got Eric Eastwood.
Hello.
Give an introduction, Eric. Who are you?
I'm Eric. I work on Gitter. Nowadays, lots of Matrix and Gitter integration stuff, but we'll get into a lot of that in this presentation.
I'm Harshot. I have been the long-suffering bridge engineer for Matrix for a few years now. I tend to maintain all of the more classic RSC. Used to be the Gitter bridge, the Slack bridge, and do bits and bobs around that area. But anyway, let's talk about what is Matrix. Matrix is a communication platform for interoperable decentralized real-time communication. So essentially, what does this mean? It means you can spin up home servers across the internet and talk between them as users. So you can have a server like Mozilla.org and another server like Matrix.org, and you can have users in both these places in their own little communities, but they can also talk together. And this is really crucial, especially from what we're talking about today. It provides a standard HTTP API for publishing and subscribing to real-time data in channels, basically. So it means you have a set of rooms, and they are your channels, and you send bits of JSON into those rooms using HTTP. And then for using this, you can do power IM, but then also VoIP, WebRTC, signaling, IoT communication. But even more cool things like presentation software. You might have seen my talk last year where I gave a presentation on top of Matrix, where you followed the actual presentation itself was running a Matrix, and people could follow along using Matrix events to keep everybody in sync. So there's a lot of power behind this protocol. Anything really that's got JSON involved can be used to on this protocol. It essentially can be considered a real-time database of people sending data into rooms, with or including the ability to monitor what's going in there, in the sense that you can have power levels to ensure certain people can't send bad things into the room. But also beyond that, you can really power any application you like that needs a network underneath it. So it could be for way more than just IM. But we're talking about Gitter today, and hopefully get into that in a bit. So the most important thing about Matrix is no single party owns your conversation. So there's no one Matrix entity out there that says, right, I have total control of what you're saying. It's yours. If someone sends you a message, you have a copy of that. If you're running your own home server somewhere, every message and every piece of data that you are given, you have the option to store or the option to remove. You don't have to rely on somebody else like holding your conversations and hoping they don't drop them. This is even more true today when we talk about the peer-to-peer stuff, but it's absolutely brilliant to have a communication protocol where where your data is. You haven't got to wonder, how much of that is on my PC, how much is on the server. It's very clear cut, and you have control. It's shared across all participants, and all servers have control. That's another thing to talk about, is that every single server in the Federation, in part of a single channel or a room, as we call them, each has a piece of that conversation. And if one server goes away, it doesn't mean the conversation suddenly disappears. Unlike other protocols, each server has a copy of that chat, which obviously means, you can have nodes drop in and drop out, and things continue to work, which is a brilliant system. But today we're going to talk about bridges. Bridges are essentially our way of importing data into our little architecture here. So you see here we've got our clients and we've got our home servers, and we talked about those already, how clients hang off home servers as users, and then you have your home servers themselves, which ferry traffic across the network. But then there's this other problem, which is, how do I, as an RSC user, talk to on a Matrix? Because I'm my RSC server isn't a home server, it's certainly not a client. What we do is have this piece of glue here called an application service. And what this is a piece of software which can translate messages from other protocols into a Matrix format. And the brilliant thing about this is you don't really need to know the fundamentals of Matrix Federation protocols to start writing these. All you really need is a knowledge of, the basics of how Matrix messages work. Like, in a day's learning of the spec, really, is all you need to start sending messages around. And this is brilliant. So suddenly, protocols out there which don't talk Matrix at all can start sending messages into rooms. It could be used as a brilliant way to onboard users. Or, Matrix.org has been running an RSC server for Freenode and other networks out there for years. And they're still in use today, as in people rely on these systems to have cross-communication between protocols. And the brilliant thing about this is it means you don't have to tell your users, your community, hey, we're using Matrix now, or hey, we're using RSC. And no, you can't, choose between those. You have to stick to one. In Matrix, We give people the ability to choose what client they want to use. If they want to use RSC, then all the power to them. You can just bridge them in, and they can have total control and talk to people over Matrix as if it was native. So, for example, a brilliant example here is we've got many networks today. I mean, even more so than when we wrote this slide a few years ago, how many networks there are today which are completely siloed off in what we like to think as bubbles. Like, there are just so many networks that don't have cross communication with each other. And what we do essentially is we plumb together like this, bam. So Matrix sits in the middle there and just allows each of these communication protocols to talk together. And one thing we didn't discuss is just because you can have RSC Matrix talk doesn't mean Telegram and RSC can't stop talking either. So we have communities today where people on Freenode talk to people on Telegram, people on Slack talk to people on XMPP, and then you've even got, GitHub app services out there which, allow notifications from GitHub to appear on five different other protocols. It's all possible. Again, if you saw my talk last year, you'll see how I think we bridged five different protocols together in one room, and it works. You get five different security protocols all together talking, and it's all seamless. You don't see like a message saying, "Hey, please make sure you subscribe to Slack before I start talking to them." It just lets you do it, and that is truly the power of Matrix, is it's a standardized protocol that lets any different, network underneath talk to each other, which is, I think, is pretty cool. But obviously, this sounds very difficult, but it's actually super easy. Sending messages into rooms is just a case of one curl message, a one curl command. Basically, send a message into a room. It's a bit of JSON. You send this text here, message type equals text, body is hello. Onto this endpoint, we have a room ID, an access token, as you'd expect, and then a message type, which is then room message, all very simple. And it gives you an event ID back. And it really is that simple. This is all the standard as part of Matrix. That's all it is. It's essentially two JSON keys to start talking in a room, which is pretty good. So to drill a bit more into application services, you've got it's essentially the Bridge API, informally. This basically means that it's an API where the app sort of sends messages towards your piece of Bridge software sitting somewhere in real time. So it's a HTTP push transport. So basically, every time a message hits the home server, it then looks at some rules and ferries it along to your piece of software that then forwards it to a remote network. And then going back the other way, what we basically do is we give the application services a application server API, which is the API that clients use, on steroids. It means you can masquerade as any user inside your namespace. So, for example, for Freenode users, the Freenode bridge has access to pretend to be any single user under the at Freenode underscore namespace, essentially. And this means you can create users very quickly on the fly. You don't have to, register them all beforehand. You don't have to hold thousands of access tokens in your database. It's one registration file to suddenly control a load of users and also send traffic to you reliably over a very secure HTTP push, as opposed to syncing for each individual user. It's very fast, and there are numerous libraries out there that do this for you. It's pretty cool. And so, to summarize Matrix essentially here, and bridges in general, is you get a client server and an application service API. You get many client server implementations. So today we have numerous client implementations. There's several for mobile, for Android essentially. There's a few for iOS. There's loads for Linux. And then also through the Qt libraries out there, you get the Mac and Windows support as well. It's got a much richer ecosystem than they had before. We've got many language support. Rust has really come a long way, as well as the Go support. We've got the other thing I haven't even talked about because it's barely even time, but there's end-to-end encryption support. So if you want to start sending messages encrypted to your friends about your server snooping, you can do that. That's now a stable thing. In fact, last year's Foster, we turned it on by default. So, you get a lot of power there. And of course, probably the most important thing of all, you get a vibrant federation of networks. You get Mozilla, KDE, and GNOME are all running on top of Matrix, either as a formal capacity or as a trialing stage. Last year, I believe we got Mozilla on board. So, it's a pretty powerful thing that we have so many networks on our system these days. So if you were to start connecting your community, you get all these people for free. You haven't got to like go up to them and say, "Hey, can I join in your community?" It's just there. You just go to the right alias, and suddenly you're talking to these guys. It's pretty damn nice. So on to Eric on the story of, another network just joins our protocol. Take it
Yeah.
away.
So in terms of Gitter, what does adding Matrix to Gitter do? It opens up the whole Gitter ecosystem to everyone on Matrix, and everyone who's bridged into Matrix from other platforms. So anyone can access the Gitter conversation from their client of choice. We're building all of this out in the open, and we're more than happy to see you copy exactly what we did or reference it. Even our first planning meeting about the bridge was recorded and available on This Week in Matrix. So you can go back in October and go check that out to see what we were talking about back then. In terms of adding Matrix to Gitter, we're not having to re-implement the whole app to Matrix. We're just sending messages across from Gitter over to Matrix and making everything as seamless as possible. To give you context about what this results in, here is our live, not live demo GIF. You can see messages,
Yes.
image uploads, threading, all flowing back and forth between Matrix and Gitter. On the left, you can see Element, our signature Matrix client, and on the right, Gitter. If you're chatting from either side, we strive to make them both indistinguishable. You might be wondering how long it took us to get the bridge out there and available for everyone to use. After 5 days, we were implementing the virtual user side of things, so everyone on Gitter can appear native when they're chatting from Matrix. You can see even we were playing with some IRC flare next to the name at that time. By day 11, we were bridging messages back and forth between Gitter and Matrix, and then just a few days later, we shipped the bridge to production and allowed people to play around in a testing room. Exciting day that was. And finally, just 2 months after kickoff, we enabled the bridge for everyone to use in all public rooms. So this includes all the feature complete niceties like image uploads, threading, mentions, emails. Everything's going on there now.
So, I mean, it took virtually no time at all to get a fully integrated into Matrix. 2 months, one developer, I guess a little bit help for me, but it's a pretty good feat, right, to have all that going. And it's been stable. As far as I know, there's been no major outages, no trouble. It's just been running along, which is pretty good. But it's all we want to consider a little bit here. What did we not choose to do? Because we chose, in a sense, to use a home server attached to an app service. But other things we could do here was we could have embedded Dendrite. Dendrite is our next generation home server, mesh.org. Basically, it's written in Go. It's quite light. It powers our browser-based peer-to-peer work so that a home server embedded it basically into JavaScript, where you can do peer-to-peer communications with your peers or any home servers running in the cloud at all. But we didn't go with that because it's quite a lot of work to embed a home server into a JavaScript server-side app, and we wanted this to be really smooth and something that we can run at scale. We had never tried to run Dendrite embedded into something at the scale of a Gitter implementation before, so felt best not to have a go at that one. The other thing is we could have implemented Federation directly into Gitter, so actually have Gitter talk Federation as if it were a home server, using the server-to-server API. In the end, we didn't go with that because it was quite difficult to build that in a timely manner, and it would be essentially re-implementing a home server when we already have a home server that's quite powerful. Synapse is quite happy to handle mesh.org. It surely is happy to also handle Gitter.im. So that's what we went with. And so you can see here, we basically stuck with our guns here. Went for Node.js-based bridge embedded into Gitter app, into the Gitter web app. Anyone who's familiar with the Matrix system will know that we have a lot of Node.js-based bridges, the IRC bridge, the old Gitter bridge, the Slack bridge, the Bifrost bridge, and many, many others out there. So there's no need to sort of reinvent the wheel there. We have the quite good Matrix Upsource bridge library, which is sort of like the kitchen sink bridge library these days. It contains loads of components to help you do things from room upgrades to encryption, but it also supports parsing events that are incoming. And also, wrangling clients and creating intents and all that beautiful stuff. Finally, we went this time with a dedicated bridge home server. Previously, with bridges and matrix.org, we've tended to use matrix.org, the home server, as the bridge home server of choice, rather than spinning up a dedicated bridge. But for Gitter, we wanted to, reuse that beautiful domain name. We wanted users to appear as, Eric colon Gitter.im. We don't want all this like extra fluff with the underscore stuff. So we went with a pure dedicated home server just for the bridge, running on top of EMS hardware, which gave us quite a lot of scalability because we can just add workers as we need to or increase resources. And it's worked out pretty well so far. And again, if you guys want to get started in this sort of thing, all you really have to do is npm install Matrix App Service Bridge. It comes fully included. You don't need lots of extra libraries to get going. There are examples in the repo which show you how to connect to Slack webhook. But you can go much further and embed your protocol choice quite easily. I just to give a sort of brief overview of how this architecture works. We have a matrix library on top, of course, or the bridge library in the middle, rather. Gitter sits on top, and then Node.js sits underneath. And the way it works is it basically handles all the complexity for you. Messages arrive in real time. You send messages as well. You can update the room or user state with the bridge library. As I said, there are many modules for encryption, storage, or debugging as well. And yeah, of course, it has TypeScript types, as every good library should. And of course, we chose to hook into existing app, as Eric will now tell us.
So to hook into the existing data stream of the Git web app, we already have real-time WebSockets and Fave subscriptions going down to the client to make chats appear in real time. And these are just backed by the Mongoose database hooks. So whenever something changes in the database, we can send that down the socket. And we just tapped into those same hooks to be able to bridge across any new message to Matrix as we receive it on Gitter. On the virtual user side of things, we just stole a Slack spot emulation concept. You can just override the display name and avatar to represent anyone there. We're also a bit confident in this approach because we know there are a lot of successful, rich feeling bots on Slack using the same concept. And the easy way to break this down is a virtual user is just a way to override the display name and avatar for a given chat message. In practice, this just means adding the virtual user field to the chat messages schema. Then whenever we see a chat message object, and we look at whether there's a virtual user and use that instead of the normal author from user ID whenever it's available. It's also flexible enough to work with other systems if you want to use this for more than just Matrix. The type field there allows us to namespace to any system, and whenever we see it, we can just say, oh, add some Matrix flair to the side there to indicate the virtual user is from Matrix. The display name and avatar just show up like any other user on Gitter, so it makes it look much more seamless. Infrastructure-wise, the Matrix App Service Bridge library adds a listener to a certain port, and because we install it directly in the web app, this is running alongside all of the web app processes we already have. Click once.
Yep.
And then, plus, even though there are multiple Matrix Bridge processes running at once, the load balancer in front of everything will only serve out to one of those at a time. So there's no need to worry about making a locking mechanism and duplicating messages or work there. Those Matrix App Service Bridge listeners are exposed via the matrix.gitter.im subdomain and communicates via the to the Gitter Matrix home server on EMS. So we just have an Nginx config that serves that subdomain over to the Matrix App Service Bridge port. And then we decided to host the Gitter Matrix home server over on Element Matrix Services EMS, which takes all the hassle out of setting up and managing your own server. To follow our progress, we have a big GitLab epic, which lists a bunch of issues we are tracking for the bridge. We also regularly post an update in the This Week in Matrix TWIM blog post series that gets posted each week. And
so, if you're obviously this talk is very much focused on the JavaScript world because we tend to use a lot of bridges and that, but I want to highlight that we actually have a lot of support in other languages. I want to give a shout out to Chile, who has written a lot of our bridges, the Telegram bridge, WhatsApp bridge, and so on. And with that effect, there is the Python, Maltrix Python library and Maltrix Go libraries are really good libraries to use if you're not a big fan of JavaScript. So there is support for other libraries out there as well. And yeah, it's a pretty rich ecosystem these days. And also, the other thing to highlight is while we're talking about bridges, it doesn't have to be just an IAM bridge. We've got Cerulean out there, which is a micro-blogging client at build atop Dendrite. So essentially, a Dendrite again, right? And basically, Dendrite is turning into our experimental home server of sorts, where we just chuck MSCs or proposals onto it first to test them out. This year, we did a lovely demo where an actual live thing you can try now if you go to that URL, where basically you can send messages almost in a microblog-like format and have people to reply to it in real time over Matrix as a nice, cool experiment. Want to highlight one of our projects again? Presents is a thing that we wrote, which basically allows you to make Matrix rooms into presentations where you send events in to describe a presentation, and then you send them a link to your room through the client, and suddenly everyone can follow your presentation in real time. Again, it's another cool use of IM, and I'm hoping at some point someone will build a Google Slides bridge presents to save me the hassle of using this. And finally, I want to throw something quite fun in there. We've got a battleship widget thing, which you could basically run through Matrix again, which uses Matrix events to send messages between each other, and then I guess play games over it. It's pretty damn nice as well. So I want to talk about things that are coming soon, because there's a lot of stuff which Getter needs. You might be saying, it's all very good you've bridged Getter, but when Getter eventually decides to retire, you're gonna have all the features we have in Getter appear on Matrix. So we're solving this in several ways. So one of the problems we've currently got is all the Getter bridged rooms have no previous history. We don't have the ability to show history in the rooms from before the point they were bridged. That's going to change as there is a feature coming up called history merging, which basically allows us to backfill history from before the chat room was even created to include history from the remote network. And that's going to be really useful, not just for Getter, but for Slack and many other things. We're also going to add the ability to do peeking, which allows you to look into a room before you join it. Obviously, Getter has this lovely feature where you can go to a room and immediately see the history without even creating an account. Matrix would love, we've had guest support for this, and at some point we'd love to have the ability to say, I want to look at a room before I actually join it, which would be quite fantastic to have. We want to have threading support. Again, Cerulean is that client I showed talked about earlier, which shows the microblogging concept. We'd like to bring that more to the forefront of Matrix so that suddenly threading can be done in a beautiful dynamic way. And it'd be really nice to actually see that work in other clients. Account portability is another nice thing to have, where the Getter people on Getter at the moment would like to be able to take over their bridged account. Because remember, at the moment, Getter users on Matrix are represented as virtual users. We'd like for Getter users to claim those and say, hey, I'm this guy, and I'd like to have all of his messages in his rooms because I actually am them. And so we're adding that ability to Matrix at some point. After that, good static archives so that you can view rooms without having to log in, which would be a nice thing to have. We've got this with Matrix Static at the moment, but it's not particularly pretty, and it was a GSUP project we've never gone anywhere with. It'd be nice to have that as a full-time thing. And then afterwards, social login, so logging in with your GitHub account or your GitLab account. Canonical DMs would be nice, so that in Matrix you might have realized that it's possible, at least used to be possible, to create multiple DMs between people. We'd like to fix this more prominently by having canonical DMs, i.e. one DM per two people, so you don't end up with 1,000 DMs, which would be nice. And then finally, more generally, we want to improve the UX in Matrix. You might have seen this year that, or sort of this year in Labs under Element, that we've shipped the ability to do bridge state so that bridge rooms have a bit more prettier UX and links back to the bridge side of the room and sort of show you information about the bridge. We'd like to make that more first class into Element if at some point. And so finally, I want to give a bit of a shout out and say, come to us in bridges at matrix.org. It's a great community to talk about your bridge prospects with. You can come to us to just talk about whether something's even feasible or your project, or if you've got a spare protocol lying around that you'd like to bridge in, I don't know. It'd be a fantastic time to come find out how to do it or to show off what you've done. We'd love to have you there. And so thank you, everybody. Thank you for listening to this talk. Sadly, we couldn't be there in person this year, but it's going to be pretty good, I reckon. The stuff that coming forward with is going to be pretty exciting. And I guess you can ask us questions in the Q&A session. And that's it for me. See you, everyone. Bye.